Blog Talk Radio.
Upon himself to basically take the CEO out and call Sweet Chin Music for it. Randy, being the opportunist that he is, capitalized on it and once again become the next WWE champion.
Shawn Michaels is an old, bald-headed bitch.
But for those of you who caught Raw, this has a new twist that goes along to it. Shawn Michaels, being the guy he is, decided that he wants to come out and face-to-face talk to Daniel Bryan and literally tell him exactly why he did what he did. He's definitely buying wrestling.
Definitely. He's definitely here for his copy of 2K14.
Yes. So, for you guys, the wonder what's going on. With us sitting outside the GameStop right now, there are several individuals currently going in, doing their last-minute squaring of the deals to be able to obtain the game. But there's also other games being released today, too, such as Assassin's Creed and Battlefield 4. So we're playing to guess what game are they buying, Creed, Battlefield, or WWE. So right now the count is 2 for Assassin's Creed, 2 for wrestling, 1 for Battlefield. So those of y'all listening, keep up with us. All right. But back to the Randy, back to the Daniel Bryan, Shawn Michaels.
Those guys are definitely gay. Either that or they're really close brothers.
They got a bromance. Those are bromances.
Oh, they're so gay.
Dude, sometimes a bromance is not a gay thing. Sometimes it's just that's that dude you look out for.
Yeah, but to call it a bromance is fucking homo.
It is homo.
Right.
Just like that team in TNA.
Who are now the tag team champions.
Correct.
Shout out to the bromance.
See, you just shout out the bromance, but you're against the bromances. See how much sense you make right there, Doug?
That's the name of the team.
I know that, but still. If you're going to be against it all the way. Okay? All right. So, back to Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels basically did what we as the fam have already came to the conclusion. Family and friendships come before business. Due to the fact that Daniel Bryan put his hands on Triple H, Shawn Michaels did what any one of your homies would want or should do for you. He took that nigga out. So somebody put their hands on Fresh, and they knocked Fresh out. I got to knock this nigga out. We will laugh at Fresh when it's all said and done, but at the time, we got to ride for Fresh. Okay, let's just, y'all don't understand, people. Fresh is a big nigga. So nobody who's not either a professional fighter or a bigger nigga should be knocking him out. Okay?
What was a sucker punch when we snuck him?
Hence why he got to get his ass whooped. Why you snuck my boy? Why couldn't you be man enough and come at him directly?
Are the Cardinals in the playoffs? Do we anybody keep up with baseball?
Nigga, right now we should be in the fucking World Series. I don't know. I think they are. They gotta be. Well, he could be cold too.
I don't know.
He looks like a nigga that likes the color red just to wear it.
He's old as shit. I wonder what he's talking about.
Who knows? So Shawn Michaels decided to, you know, tell Daniel Bryan why we did it. D-Bry didn't like his answer. Shawn Michaels basically called him an ungrateful bastard, told him to shake my hand because I'm dropping knowledge on you, and D-Bry decides to put him in the LaBelle lock.
And rightfully so, he deserved it.
I don't know, dog. On this side of the coin, he gave him a legitimate reason why he did it. He didn't do it because he was doing what was best for business. He did it because this is my boy.
Okay, I'll put it like this. If it wasn't best for business, if Shawn was just kicking Daniel Bryan because he needs Triple H in the face, his old ass shouldn't have counted three.
Hey, when he turned around, Randy Orton went for the pin. As a referee, it's a pin. You got to count it regardless.
Daniel Bryan is not his best friends with Triple H. I wonder what he's buying. He's got a leather jacket on.
What'd you say, money? What'd you say? Yeah.
No.
Nope.
Not this world.
What you trying to get? You see, my man right there.
Four and number one for
that's
wrestling.
That's three for wrestling.
Three for wrestling.
We got contests going on here, so. But, hey, if you still got to pay for it, go in there and take care of that now. They're still doing that.
Right.
Yep, you just got to wait to pick it up, though. Oh, you right along here with us, then. Yeah, you can stay until they kick you out. Yeah, you should be able to. Yeah. Three for wrestling, 2 for Creed, 1 for Battlefield. Should have brought him in for interviews.
Shout out to the nigga with the leather coat and the beanie.
Like, clearly this nigga looks like he is an excellent graphic designer on the game. I guarantee you, he makes literally excellent signs.
Anybody with another jogger pants and boots on don't give a fuck.
He doesn't. He doesn't.
Don't
give a fuck. Talking about people who don't give a fuck. The Shield today.
Didn't give a fuck?
They didn't give a fuck, though. No, not the Shield. The Wyatt family.
Who did they be there?
Damn near everybody. So after the whole entire Daniel Bryan, Shawn Michaels debacle, the Wyatt family whooped Daniel Bryan's ass backstage. Bruh, I'm talking like legacy to CM Punk style ass whooping.
You should have followed the buzzers.
So we don't know what's going on, but basically,
where are these buzzers going?
I don't know, but apparently they came at the Miz today. So basically the Miz, the Wyatt family, you know, like he did before. No, and got his ass whooped. But this week, he wanted to find out what the fuck was up with Kane. Because, Kane saved his ass at, the pay-per-view. But then chokeslammed him. So Miz wanted some answers. Called out Kane today, getting ready to have a fight. Kane thoroughly whooped his ass in the match. Only, we should have asked him. Nah. Only to get his ass whooped tonight, calls out Stephanie McMahon. So Kane calls out Stephanie and basically has now officially offered his services to Stephanie to be her monster and demasked.
So Kane is no longer masked?
Kane is no longer masked.
Kane has hair?
No, he's shaved bald again. He handed Stephanie the mask. The mask had the hair attached to it and everything. And she held it up like she just cut off a zombie's head or some shit.
So Kane is now...
corporate.
Yeah, but he's so fucking out of shape, man.
Girl, you don't need him to do nothing but just go out there, whoop some ass, and come back.
Yeah, but nobody wants to see this out of shape fucking nigga without a singlet on, man. He ought to be wrestling in T-shirts.
And he might still wrestle in the singlet with no mask.
Oh, God's gonna look fucking horrible, man.
Oh, listen, give it a chance, man. It's Kane. Put it like this, fam. If you're putting together your own wrestling company.
The last time I gave something a chance, I found out Kerry Von Erich was wrestling for many years without a left foot.
Okay, but he was still good for a point. Kane is your workhorse. Have we not said on numerous occasions, if Kane can't get you over,
yes.
If Kane can't get you over, you ain't getting over.
I'm saying. So Kane's gone corporate. I wish Subway was open. Tuscan chicken melt looks pretty fucking
good. It does look tasty.
Tasty as a bitch.
I'm not going to fuck with it, though.
You got an Asian kid in here. He looks fucking lost. He doesn't know. He doesn't know what's going on.
No, what's wrong? It's his car sitting right next to us. Got his beams on. That's just rude. All right. Biggest thing of the night that had nothing to do with the main event, the world title. First of all, congratulations to John Cena for coming back after an injury. He should have been gone for 8 months and four. Winning the WWE World Heavyweight title last night at Hell in a Cell. Sandow cashed in tonight, bro.
So Sandow's in the world champion?
No, he is not.
What the fuck did he
get? Now, hold on. He was smart, though. He came in. He talked to Cena. He was like, you know what, dog? I'm not cashing in right now. Fuck it. He commenced to beat his ass. Beat his ass from pillar to post. Beat him down with the chair. Did the whole 9 yards. We went to commercial break. The minute we went to commercial break, me and Monte knew, without a shadow of a doubt, Cena was winning. Because even though Cena only had one arm for, like, two-thirds of the match, he was taking an ass-whooping. Literally, he tried to make Cena tap, too, with the STFU at that. Did not work. Basically, beat him pillar to post. Cena beat him 1-2-3. There is no money in the bank floating around on nobody anymore.
Wait. So, Sandow cashed in. And they had a regular match.
Yep. They ended up having a regular match. Because of that, he ended up losing. You don't have a regular match with Cena. If you look at the record books of anybody who's ever cashed in on Cena, you do it fast, you do it quick. The only person who's ever cashed in successfully in a match was RVD. But he had the deck stacked in his favor so much that there was no reason that he would have been able to lose that match.
So wait a minute.
And still helped him on that.
So Sandow came out to the ring and proclaimed his cash in.
Yep.
Like a jackass.
Yep.
And had one arm.
Yep.
And he still got the worst ass whooping of a lifetime.
Most definitely.
WWE does not care about idol stealing.
Well, in their defense, it's more, and this is how I look at it, all right? We tend to forget about it because they don't really focus on SmackDown that much, but you got to remember, everything is still the best for business, okay? So, if we got the CEO wanting us to do what's best for business, we had a world heavyweight champion. I mean, you talked about this earlier, that nobody cared about. Yes, ADR was cool being the champion, and yes, if you were Hispanic, you were by default behind, dude. Just like when Booker T was the champion, we was, as African-Americans, behind, dude. We didn't like the fact that he had to go royalty to do it, but we were still behind him.
I don't kind of like the King Booker again.
It grew on me later, only because Charmel's big lift ass was always like, all hail King Booker.
Booker!
Booker! I can roll with that.
Definitely matter. He did not make
King Booker?
Booker T. Perry. He's been in the last two.
I think he is on the game. I think he is on the game, bro. We can double check. I mean, we'll find out in about an hour.
I did watch the YouTube clip. I posted it on my fan page.
Yeah.
For those who be on Facebook, definitely Fresh Show has a fan page. Paul Heyman is a manager in the game.
Yeah.
Paul Heyman, Mr. Perfect, Bobby Heenan, Mr. Fuji, Miss Elizabeth, and Paul Bearer. All exclusive management.
Yes. Which is interesting because I'm probably going to start building stables.
Yes, I'm building the Heenan family all over again.
I don't know. I think I'm going to make a new Heenan family.
Well, yeah, not the old Heenan family. I'm going to take the old Bobby Heenan.
Because you can make the old Heenan family. Think about it. You got DiBiase, you got Andre, you got Perfect.
He
did business with the Heenan family. That's what it was.
Yes, Hercules was sold. Bobby Heenan was the first slave trade in wrestling.
In wrestling.
He sold Hercules to Ted DiBiase.
Well, he sold him. They said he sold his contract.
He sold that nigga life.
I don't know, dog. Freddie Blassie was like he was selling niggas, too.
Freddie Blassie never worked with niggas.
No, I don't mean, like, actual black people. I mean,
I don't know, Freddie Blassie. I don't think he sold Iron Sheik's contract.
I damn sure showed Hogan. Sold Hogan.
To a whole another fucking time.
Right.
Hogan ended up in the AWA and shit.
Was a champion that he don't get credit for. Ain't that fucked up?
Yeah, just like Ric Flair is actually. Like, a lot of people don't know this. Ric Flair is not a 16 time world champion.
He's like 20.
Ric Flair is a 21 time world champion. But there are 5 title runs that are unaccounted for because of the whole he's buying Battlefield. That much. They let niggas stand in here until 12?
Nah, they gonna kick him out at like 11:45.
Don't even kick me out. Just bring my fucking game to the car.
Nah, nigga, he's a wrestling fan.
Are you sure?
He's a wrestling fan.
And there are so many new characters on the game. But you know what I noticed, though?
What?
When I was looking at like, all the commercials. Anybody who downloaded members of the Shield from the Community Creation last year?
Yeah.
That's exactly who these fuck niggas look like.
Like,
when they built the models, they took the Community Creations.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he came in with us, remember? That's how I know he getting wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You been here with us?
He was standing right here when we was walking in.
He looked cold as shit, though.
Tell me when we first got here.
Yeah.
All right.
Primetime players are in the game this year.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't lie, dog. They had the funniest skit today. Because, you know, they rotate who's doing the shop zone, right?
Right.
Primetime players in shop zone last night and tonight.
Right, because I heard that bit last night.
Yeah.
I think they did it with Piper last night.
Yeah. No, they did it with Backlund last night.
Backlund?
They did it with Backlund.
Okay.
Or they were just fucking with Backlund. Yeah, they did it with Backlund. So tonight, they just did a regular one, right? So we found out, number one, Cena has house shoes, and Titus goes to smell the house shoes. He's like, ooh, these house shoes smell like Becklin last night. Like, just straight took a shot at Becklin for no reason, dog. But, man, the shop zone got a lot going on. So for all you wrestling fans, y'all looking at trying to probably buy something off the shop zone, go ahead and do it sometime this week, or at least definitely buy it before Thursday, I mean Friday. The code is PTP. You get free shipping on whatever you buy.
I don't get paid until Friday.
Only reason I said until Friday because, you know, they got the Thursday night and they may change the code by then because it's going to be somebody different. Or it may still be them. Just try PTP, people. Worst case scenario, you got to pay for shipping.
Millions of dollars.
For real. And it was funny because they were showing off, you know, you can buy the replica belts, right? So Titus O'Neil had the world belt and give a shout out to John Cena. And then, you know, Darren Young was like, hey, let me can't forget about the lady. You can get your own replica Diva belt. I thought that funny.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yes. They have definitely gotten this game right. Hulk Hogan ripped his fucking shirt. Pause. I mean, I'm just saying. Like, all this goddamn technology you got, and Hulk Hogan don't rip his fucking shirt off.
I just want a decent Andre. That's all I ask. I want that old, slow, barely I can move Andre. I want the one that was doing three-man body slams.
You know what they did fuck up, though? Like, Hulk Hogan's leg job looks fucking horrible.
They completely changed it. But then again, I think he has a comeback this year, too.
Yeah, he does, too. Like, they were saying, like, when they did the little interviews, like, sir, like Ultimate Warrior and Hulk Hogan, since, like, when they actually wrestled, their whole comeback ended up being their finisher. That's kind of, like, how they structured it. So, like, when Hulk Hogan hawks up, and then he hits you with, like, three punches, then he boots you, then you automatically go into the leg drop, being pinned. His comeback is damn near his finisher.
See, I can live with that because that's exactly what it was in real life.
The Ultimate Warrior is his comeback, damn near his finisher.
That you remember when that was actually his finisher, and they had to do that whole long scene to do it. Like me and my buddies used the Warrior's finisher as a hold down move in tag team matches.
Because it takes so fucking long.
Right, but that's why it was a hold down move. So like, we got a tag team match. And we already got the weak nigga getting ready to pin. We'll give the finisher to the strongest dude. That way he occupies. Because you can't stop it once it starts. And then you go pin the weak dude.
And the DLC content this year, fucking amazing.
Three letters for you, bro.
N-W-O.
I
don't know about this one, right?
Then you got the wrestling moves. They bring out, like, literally you're going to have all your moves back.
Manager mode up there, though. Like DM mode.
Universe mode got better.
The way the universe mode is, you damn near in GM mode now.
Universe mode got
better. That's what they say, but you know, that's what they said last year. You know,
we made it work last year, though.
I mean, but if you're a wrestling fan, you make it work.
You make it work.
The only thing I
mean, but too limited.
Right, and they're saying that the...
It's not limited no more, bro.
With the rivalry manager.
They said last year.
No, they should.
No,
we watched it.
Remember that?
Yeah. I mean,
Paul Heyman was on it that year. Hundreds and hundreds.
And we found out the reason being is some cutscenes were for the Attitude Era only, and then some was general.
Like, general cutscenes was for the regular superstars, the other cutscenes was for the Attitude Era superstars.
Yep.
So that's why you never really fully saw all the cutscenes.
Well, what they're saying this year is now you should be able to access all the cutscenes. And some of them will automatically activate when you have rival modes or rivals
right,
set up already.
Like
the rivalry mode.
Yeah,
I like that
the Undertaker streak mode thing, too.
Yeah.
That's the old slobber knocker when you think about it.
Right, that's what they said, but it's two of them.
Right, there's one where you can just keep going.
And one of them is like the slobber knocker, but the other one is fighting the Undertaker. He's unbeatable.
Right, you got to beat him.
See,
right?
Yeah, I know about that one.
They said that this Undertaker, the one that you got to beat,
right,
can do shit that he can't do in no other mode. Like, he can only do this shit specifically in this mode.
Turn off the shit.
Right.
But that's what makes it fun, though, dog. Like, I like that because for the streak to be as important as it is, you got to make the streak supernatural, though, man. Like, you got, like, that's what makes it so fun. Like, to me, Slobber Knocker was supposed to be Undertaker's whole mode to begin with.
Slobber Knocker was good. That was like the first three
SmackDown. Yep, it was the endurance mode, dog. You just stood in the ring and.
Way after the first three.
No, yeah, it was later because it was actually all the way up to Here Come the Pain. It was all the way up to Here Come the Pain. Yeah.
But what I do want them to add, though, since 2K has bought the rights to WWE.
Auto roster up there?
My player mode.
Well, I think they will next year.
Like how NBA does the My Player mode, and you start out from nothing, and then you work your way up to like the mayor. Like WWE needs to do that where you start off. You can start off in the independent.
Yeah,
in
NXT.
Then you just work your way up and you build your character.
I guarantee you, with the fact that THQ basically already put the foundation to a great game down, like this season is proof that they had everything right. If you don't change nothing and build that,
it really should have more than one game.
That, you know what? And they did used to do that. They did, because you got to remember, at one point in time, they had the Legends of Wrestling gang, Legends of WrestleMania. Yeah, because it didn't sell that well.
WWE has too many bad ideas.
Right. Then they had the All-Stars.
You remember All-Stars?
Yeah.
Shitty idea. Should have never happened.
No, it was a good idea. They just executed right.
I didn't like that.
Now I can see them bringing back an All-Star version. The Legends of WrestleMania... Technically, they put it in this game.
Yeah, that's you know what? That's exactly what I was going to say. I'm glad you put that out there.
Yeah.
But that's all.
Yeah, they just put it in this game. Because a lot of people didn't buy it. Probably the Undertaker mode would be like All-Star. That would make sense to me.
Did you know they had a game concept where it was going to be like Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, that's the one I was waiting on.
WWE Brawl.
Yeah.
I was waiting on that.
You know what? That was good. That In Your House. Remember
that? Yeah,
that was
I had that.
In Your House and WrestleMania the arcade game was coming.
That's what they should bring back though, like the arcade kind of a game. And they tried. That's what All Star was.
They only got one company making games.
Well, that's because you don't have all the independent companies like you used to back in the day.
Still got those companies, but they still got as many companies. Maybe not those particular ones. It's still a lot of game companies out there.
I don't know. See, a lot of companies going under. Midway is a prime example. Like, that's how all of this started to begin with.
There's a lot of new ones coming up.
And of course. Everybody's got to be.
I mean, side games are good, and they serve as purpose, but everybody always wants things so close to what you see.
They want reality.
That's why basketball is getting so to the point where it's like, damn, this is just like what I watch on TV.
Right.
And wrestling is trying to get to that point where it's like, damn, this is exactly what happened on Monday. I'm just playing on a Wednesday night.
You know what?
Right.
In Your House and shit, WrestleMania, this was a good game.
They were.
And they served their purpose.
Right. People like to live vicariously through their video games now. That's what it is.
Right, now I think that's why everything's getting so real.
Way faster for any game player to play too.
Yeah.
You know, like it was like Street Fighter, you know, they had that little that system on there where you just once they lose their power all the way, it's over.
Yeah. You remember they had a racing game for a while?
Yeah, that was okay.
They had the NASCAR style racing.
It was Crunch Time, I think it was.
Right.
Crash.
Yeah, Crash. They had the racing one, and they had like the Demolition Derby one.
It was
Twisted Metal. Yeah, it was like Twisted Metal. Yeah.
Why don't bring that back?
And I realize now he brings up a point. WWE does experiment with a new, different concept game every year between WrestleMania and.
It was only three, and they made at least 13 SmackDown.
But you got to remember at the time, SmackDown and Raw was on two different systems.
They made that many.
Hey, let's be honest, Doc. Where the money?
Fast, like
hey.
That was a good idea.
The Royal Rumble one?
Right.
Because it like,
Raw was, you know, Raw could have been good. But
the first Raw was decent. The second Raw was when it got out of hand.
Well, that was because what happened was, and they were pretty smart, they created two different games for two different consoles. They wanted exclusiveness. So if you owned the Xbox, you had to get Raw. If you owned the PlayStation, you had to get a SmackDown.
It wasn't that good.
Right. You had, because you had two different teams working on it. Even though it was all THQ, but they had two different divisions. Like, Canada, THQ in Canada worked on SmackDown, and, like, THQ in Europe worked on Raw.
But the system on that Raw was way more advanced.
Right.
You was, like, into the creative players.
Yeah.
Y'all messing with that?
Of course.
This one, this I've been doing is just some shit with creation.
Told you. You can always tell. But, so yes, people, the predictions were correct.
So how do you feel about this year's creation? Did you read up on it?
I read up on it. I went on YouTube, the whole
work.
So you digging the
superstar
head?
I look at it as a loophole
for extra tires.
For you to get extra characters that couldn't make the game. Like, for an example, Piper is only a head. He's not a full body.
But you get an achievement for that.
Right. But you can make him. So think about all the wrestlers who they couldn't get the green light to make that you can now make with the heads. Not like this year. We'll look at it later on down the road.
No.
Now, another one that was real, real good was that one on 4. Now, that was the best.
Which one? No Mercy?
Either one of them.
No Mercy and WrestleMania 2000 was this shit.
Either one of them.
I like No Mercy better.
You don't create first. Because you know what? Remember on them, you could take Stone Cold and you could change him into a whole different motherfucker. Y'all remember that?
Yeah. Creation slots now.
You know what? I think that's real good, you know, for somebody like me who likes to create.
Just create characters. Yeah. And when I saw 100 slots, I was like, that's right up time.
Yeah, see, because I will create a whole federation of
right.
No-name random new niggas, right. But this works in my favor because now I can go back and download other shows.
So what time is this? They're bullshit.
I think 11:30 last time I looked. Yeah, 11:33. Everybody out about like 11:45 so they can do this legitimately.
Man, ain't nobody here.
They gotta do it. Ain't nobody here yet. This is the time when everybody start trickling back.
Bro,
if they was gonna get.
Nobody is buying Battlefield.
Except for him.
He's paying.
Nah, he's getting Creed. He already got a hat on. He has an Assassin's Creed hat on. So we know what he's here for.
Yeah, like, I think last year was a better turnout than this year. Right?
It was. You gotta remember, dog, this year, there's a game out that was not out last year that's affecting sales for everybody.
Was it ever?
Every game.
I play all my smart games.
Every game.
Nope.
Heavy rotation.
Because nothing really comes out that grabs my attention.
Right.
Because I play the same core like four games every year. I buy Madden, I buy 2K, I play the Call of Duty. The only thing that threw off the rotation this year, Grand Theft Auto came.
And that's where I was going. That's prospective sales for everybody. Nobody was in line for 2K this year like that because they had Grand Theft Auto.
But on the flip side, a lot of people is going to start getting tired of Grand Theft Auto only because Rockstar is playing it safe because they know there's so much coming out. So all that online content that we're waiting on, they're not releasing. Like, they're supposed to be the mode where you can do the heist and you and your crew can, you know, rob a bank. I don't think they're going to drop that until, like, next week, which is when Call of Duty Ghost come out, and then they're going to get a big turnout for Call of Duty Ghost. So everybody's going to quit playing that Grand Theft to play Call of Duty. Like, a lot of people play Assassin's Creed and Battlefield, so the stimulus package we're supposed to get didn't drop yet. It's supposed to drop this week. We're supposed to get, like, half a mil.
Oh, that's fine.
I know if they make
it. TNA will never get a nice backer. Because Vince McMahon, because 2K solely, is solely WWE.
I'm saying if they get a nice, EA Sports, get a nice game.
EA Sports can't do wrestling.
If they can get a nice
EA
game.
EA Sports can't do wrestling. Shit look close.
You're going to have to watch out.
They never will.
The only...
Nobody wants to take that risk on TNA.
I took the risk on TNA's game.
You know what? It's
the foundation was there.
Because they got the
names.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I will play it because they do have good names in TNA. It's just...
You got it.
EA Sports,
you know,
I don't think EA Sports is capable. As great as EA Sports does matter...
More people watch the show.
Yeah, true.
Midway had it.
You know what? I play the game more than I watch wrestling now, and I don't watch wrestling my whole life. But I like to play games more than I watch the wrestling nowadays.
That's how we are.
Right, because I probably won't even turn my DVR on when I get to the crib.
Nah, definitely not tonight.
Two shits about what happened on Raw.
Right.
I'm about to remake Raw.
Exactly.
Oh, and you know another thing that was dope on this one?
What?
In your universe mode, they give you the option where you can set how many matches you want on your show.
Yeah.
So if you want the full seven, two or three, full seven, or the five.
That was needed last year.
It definitely was.
That was definitely needed last year.
But the fact that you can make an all-girl wrestling.
Right, I was just going to say that. Because I can make a whole diva show, I don't have to worry about those random female matches popping up no more.
You can make an all-tag team wrestling.
You can do that, this year.
I don't know.
Now, that would be shit.
I don't know.
All-tag team wrestling?
You know, you can have, like, three or four different tag teams, though.
WWE doesn't have a lot of goddamn tag teams.
You got all-tag teams in your consideration.
And why is the Usos not team?
That would be a tight
concept
with no all tag team.
I can see it.
I don't think we couldn't do it now in this day and age of wrestling. It's not enough tag teams. The tag team wrestling is quite boring now. That's true. A lot of people have to step their game up though, because I remember at one point when tag team wrestling used to just dominate.
Right.
Like that's all you watch it for. Like if there weren't no tag teams, or you didn't care.
It ain't no true tag team.
We have this debate all the time. There are no, like, the Usos is damn near the last true tag team.
Well, that's because you took two people who were already part of really good tag teams, dropped their dead weight, and put them two together. That's what made Beer Money successful. Because when Rude was part of Team Canada, Rude was the shit. Rude was the shit. He was the breakout there. When Storm was a part of AMW.
When they did that Fortune, I'm going to tell y'all this. When they was running that Fortune thing, WWE had to give it to that.
Fortune was good.
But you know what? I'm for real. They was threatened. They could not have this play over there.
And that's the thing. A lot of people tend to look at TNA as a company that's going under, but not realizing that at times when TNA gets momentum, Vince does go fuck with them.
I mean, like, when you really look at
the... starting to get the momentum for a little while there.
Mm-hmm.
TNA and WWE, like, if you really pay attention, they go tip for tap.
They do.
They both play Chargers games.
I love WWE way more, but I'm just saying, they really better watch out. Because, you know what, two, three people go for TNA, or they get two, three people that ain't nobody heard of that's real damn good.
And I think that would be, like, if TNA is going to take WWE talent, they should quit taking...
He's walking out with all three of them.
I know you just said you don't really watch it, but, like, I've been paying attention lately, and TNA just signed Derek Bateman. Derek Bateman wasn't really on mainstream WWE TV. He was more of an NXT guy.
Right.
So if he can go over to TNA and be good, then there's, like, that's how you build your roster. It's like, well, we could just take unknown WWE talent. Because now he got a whole new look. He's wearing suits, he can cut his hair, and he's, so I'm like, yeah, if they just take unknown WWE talent, they'd be all right. But they always shooting for the big names, like they wanted a Jeff Hardy and a Kurt Angle. Like, these niggas ain't got many years left.
Because they're trying to live off of they fame to get that quick notoriety. I feel what I understand why they did it, but yeah. Hey, man, we still on air, though.
And that would be good if you was using the WWE talent to put over your TNA guys, but they're not doing that. Like, Jeff Hardy was over there like a month, won the belt.
Same time, looking at it,
thinking,
you know.
I mean, you can see it now. Robert Roode really,
you know, they
was on.
For them. You know, even though they beat them every time, they still did a whole lot for them. They can say, hey, I wrestled with Kurt Angle. You know, I went the distance with Jeff Hardy or whatever. They can run a promo or Jeff off that, even if they never. That did a lot for them.
I think TNA should get some Ring of Honor talent. Why not?
They used to have that agreement with Ring of Honor. That's where Joe and them came from.
Ring of Honor got some nice talent down there.
When name was NWA.
They still get Ring of Honor people from there.
We got a shitty TV show though.
Yeah, that show sucks, man.
I don't know. My whole thing is like when I'm watching wrestling, if the commentary sucks, I can't watch.
You know, I used to like Steve Corino.
Steve Corino.
We know that dude.
Dude, check this out, right?
No, seriously.
This is they do local wrestling here.
Steve Corino
comes.
He'll be on Ring of Honor and shit too.
Right,
right. Right.
Like there's a local show here called
right.
BCW.
Right.
Right.
I don't know if you ever heard.
Yeah, I heard of that. Right.
But Steve Corino comes up here and wrestles for them.
Yep.
Right. And he's a cool dude.
He's a good dude. Hey,
cool dude.
Seems like he is.
We know that dude personally. He's quite funny.
And he still goes by the old school hero.
Yep.
That's a Steve Corino.
He's a pretty damn good heel too.
Yeah.
He gets on the mic.
He's talking about that Dusty Rhodes feud he had. Now that was good.
Dude,
that was good for him.
Where was I at when this was going on?
Y'all remember that?
No, I don't. I don't remember that. Where was?
You remember that, my guy?
No, I don't. I'm the main one.
Corino. Had an ECW feud.
I can believe it, though, because there was a point in time Dusty Rhodes wasn't doing shit.
They had a Texas Cowbell match. Man, I'm telling y'all,
Steve
Corino.
I can believe it only for the fact that, because you remember,
that's really
WCW used to trade talent like
that. Yeah,
that's
what
really got Steve Corino
over.
That's what really became.
I used to love ECW.
I couldn't fuck with ECW.
You couldn't? RVD, the Dudley Boys, man.
I couldn't fuck with them only on the strength that I was still a pure wrestler. Like, you had to give me that good quality, you know, 15, 20-minute match.
ECW was that alternative life.
If they really was
going to
do it, they really should be
here
with
We are the Nation. Hey, you realize you can put the Nation back together this year on the game.
You should have put the Nation on there. The whole Nation. Not just part of the Nation.
He can do part of it. He can't do the full thing.
They didn't do the full thing.
There's no D-Lo.
Not that hard to make them niggas.
You know what I'm saying? Amir wasn't in the game. How are you going to have an attitude without Amir?
You don't really do anything?
That's...
He had the nice view with the Nation.
And
you know what else he did?
Lex Luger did it first.
Hogan beat him for the belt. Is Yoko on the game this year?
Yes.
That's right.
I think that is a moment.
I'm putting the Samoan SWAT team together.
Go down. Here. Morgan Will Cowboy.
Yeah.
King of the Ring 96. I sat front row. That was Ahmed's first Intercontinental title.
Yep. And we've seen the birth of 316. We've seen a fat ass Jake the Snake Rider.
2002? No, I think I must
have. I was at the way out.
I wanted to go. That was on the NWO camp.
Right. I think I went to that one.
They made their first TV appearance on the camp.
I think I was at that one.
Right, because I think after...
Because, you know, Milwaukee Dave Hawk over the face.
We make everybody face.
We make everybody face.
They toned that down. If you were there, you would know that Hawk Hogan, you remember he came out, he was supposed to be a heel, but when he came out...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he got cheered.
Yeah.
Man, it was like the old AWA Hawk Hogan.
When
he came out.
Yeah.
That's
you know everybody probably wants to hate him, but as soon as he came out.
You can't hate Hogan.
It's certain people you can't boo. Like when The Rock shows up, can't boo.
Can't boo him, no matter what.
Because you don't see him for so long, you can't boo him.
Eddie Guerrero can never boo him if you wanted to.
Yeah, he did a pretty good job of getting booed, though.
Nah, he can't get booed. Eddie can't get booed. If Eddie was alive, Eddie would not be booed. Then again, we wouldn't have no ADR either. But
would there be a slamming on the side?
ADR would be.
I'm putting them
below.
Together on the game.
Eddie and ADR,
they're going to be the Mexicans or some shit. I don't know.
They need to put that entrance back on the game where niggas come down to the ring on the lawnmower.
No, they don't.
I needed that dog. I had a clown crew that I used to work with that. I know who they were. I'm just pleased that they were tight. Like, what? That's basically what Khali and Hornswoggle and Natty is.
That's
a
fucking freak show.
The Truth Commission.
Yes.
I remember the Truth Commission. Cyrus, You remember, my guy. I know you remember
that.
Wasn't his name Cyrus in ECW?
He had another name.
You sure it wasn't Cyrus? Because wasn't they calling him the Jackal?
The Jackal. But they didn't use him right. They used him to the Federation.
He had good mic skills. He could have been like an evil GM if he wasn't going to wrestle. Because he could talk. He was a damn good talker.
They didn't use him right. He was a time. Because he was much better if he could give up some of the shit he did up for Janet's type. He was way better the way they used him there. The reason why they bought him.
I mean, you know when you get to the big company, man, like when you're a big star elsewhere and you get to an even bigger company, you become about this fucking big.
He was a mega star.
I believe it's a lot of people that didn't use him.
Bret Hart pushed to get him there.
And they did nothing. Well, Bret Hart was on his way out.
Bret Hart was on his way out.
Right,
and I think that was the reason why, most of the reasons why he didn't get what he was supposed, the push he was supposed to get to Bret Hart.
That's the only reason why that Bret Hart
didn't
back on TV.
Before he left. What time is it now, though?
11:48. So, people, what are we going to do? We're going to go ahead and end this show.
Right.
And we're about to go in here and join the wrestling party.
Right, or the Assassin's Creed party.
Or whatever. It's just fucking warm party.
Right.
Shout out to the guy who decided to join us for conversation that made absolutely no fucking sense.
Right.
I should definitely include him in the WCC group because he would fit in perfectly with them.
Dusty Rhodes. Never fucking wrestled.
I don't think.
Fucking.
I don't know about people. But what we're going to do is we're going to tune in a couple of weeks. This way we'll go ahead and give you a rundown of the gang, see where we are at in regards to our own creation. But you can also check out the Facebook page of Tone Deaf Radio, the Facebook page of the Definitely Fresh Show, see what's going on with us right there, and we'll holler at y'all later.
You can also check out my deck.
I don't think they would want to do that
because
this nigga is gay for saying that, people. I just want y'all to know that.
You in the damn show.
I'm trying to find the music to end the damn show.
3 ain't enough, no 95.
Or whatever. But, yeah, well, I'll let y'all later, people. Peace. Let's end the episode. Go.
What a matchup!
And what a team, Mike. Metro PCS and the iPhone SE for $0 on a network that covers 99% of people in the U.S. Oh, impressive.
Play with the best. Switch to Metro PCS on an unlimited LTE plan and get a 32-gig iPhone SE for $0. Metro PCS.
Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax. Claim based on talk and text. Not valid for active numbers currently on the T-Mobile network or active on Metro PCS in the past 90 days. See store for details and terms and conditions.